Default aggressive. Proactive and aggressive are similar, and they are both good. You certainly have to be proactive in the world. You want to be dictating what happens, not responding to it. And yes, that means creating or controlling a situation as much as you can. But being aggressive, that means you are ready to attack. As I always point out, this doesn't mean you walk around with your chest puffed out, ready to bang heads with everyone around you. It doesn't mean you confront people physically or mentally head on without a tactically superior plan. It doesn't mean you go straight forward into conflict without thought and without reason. It doesn't mean you engage in attrition warfare. No. That is almost never smart. What it does mean is that you are going to get after it. You are going to move fast. You are going to think fast. You are going to outthink and outmaneuver the enemy. If I think the enemy is going to attack me, I'm going to attack them first. If I think they are going to seize a piece of terrain, I am going to be there waiting for them. If I think the enemy is going to flank me, too late, I'm already flanking them. I don't view aggression as an outward attitude. I view aggression as an internal character trait. A fire in your mind that says, I am going to win. I am going to battle, and I am going to fight, and I am going to use every tool I have to crush my enemy. And that tool might be fists, but it might be guile. It might be a frontal attack, but it might be a flanking maneuver. It might be an undeniable display of force, but it also might be a subtle political maneuver. And that is what aggression is to me, the unstoppable fighting spirit, the drive. The burning desire to achieve mission success using every possible tool, asset, and strategy and tactic to bring about victory. It is the will to win. And if that kind of internal, relentless aggression is your default mode, you will win.